Marketing is a system. You've probably heard me say that before, but maybe you've never heard me talk about the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network. That's right. I have a network of about 125 consultants that collaborate and work together and use the Duct Tape Marketing System. So in this episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast, I interview Ben Robertson. He is a consultant in the New Hampshire area. He talks about his experience being a member of the network. Check it out. This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Asana, a work management software tool that we use to run pretty much everything in our business, all of our meetings, all of our product launches, all of our tasks. And I'm going to show you how you can try it for free a little later. Stuff like payroll and benefits are hard. That's why I switched to Gusto. And to help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. You sign up for their payroll service today, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/tape. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz and my guest today is Ben Robertson. He is a marketing consultant and founder of Menedina in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, a city I've actually been to. He also happens to be a member of the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network. So we're going to talk about his practice, but we're also going to talk a little bit about, I don't spend that much time talking about the network necessarily on the podcast, so we're going to do a little bit of that as well. So Ben, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, John.
So I have to ask, Menedina certainly has some sort of meaning or something, a story? There's got to be a good story.
Yeah. So I live in the Monadnock region of southwest New Hampshire. We have the most climbed mountain in America, actually, Mount Monadnock.
I've been there on the shores of Lake.
Have you?
On the shores of Lake Contoocook or something like that.
There are a few lakes around it.
I hiked up there. I hiked all the way up there. Yeah.
Its distinguishing feature, as you may remember, is it has no mountains around it. So it stands up from the landscape and is surrounded by flat land and lakes. And so that's the meaning of a Monadnock. And so when I was looking for a business name, I wanted to use that, but it was taken, as you can imagine. So it turns out that the Abenaki Indians, who were one of the native populations here, their name for Monadnock was Menedina.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's...
Yeah, that's an Abenaki Indian word.
That is a cool story.
Thank you for sharing.
So you joined the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network. I lose track of time, but it's probably been 2 years?
Oh, no, actually just 1 year ago. I just anniversaried right around the time of the summit back in October.
Maybe let's set it up by, describe your practice and then maybe describe... And maybe you can say... Here's what I used to do. Here's what I do now. I mean, describe your practice and maybe what being a part of the network has meant for you.
Yeah, so that's a great way to get going. So I started off as a freelance website designer. And what happened was that my customers were mostly small businesses and they wanted marketing services in addition to website design. And that's how I ended up joining Duct Tape Marketing, because I was providing marketing services, but I felt like there was a lot that I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. And I felt like Duct Tape Marketing offered a great system for, sort of ready-made turnkey solutions that I could plug and play for my customer base. And that's how I ended up joining a year ago. And I actually just did my annual review and sort of 2019 strategic planning. And as this year, we did 13 websites, which was great. But we currently have, 11 customers that are in Duct Tape Marketing, package services. So that's a huge, huge change. I think when I joined Duct Tape Marketing, as far as, basically what that means is having them on retainer, I probably had maybe 2 customers on retainer. So I've added 9 customers on retainer since then, and the value of those retainers has gone up considerably, from where it was, back when I first joined. So it's definitely been a good business development for me as far as the benefits of being part of the Duct Tape Marketing Network and having access to the resources?
Well, you know, it's funny, but we have, I always talk about it as three different kind of avenues that people join us. And they're certainly about a third of the network are people like yourself. You are offering a service, so to speak, web design or, you know, SEO or something like that. And did you find that you were getting asked to do some of this, or you were leaving money on the table, or even maybe worse, you know, people would come to you and want a website design, but they had no strategy. And so you pretty much had to do it for free.
What was happening was I was getting asked to do stuff, and I was doing it with some degree of success. You know, I was training myself through online courses. I took a Moz boot camp in SEO, and I was developing some expertise. But I felt like I just wanted to accelerate that process and develop the expertise faster. So that's where I feel like I've lost a little bit the thread of the question, but I can give you one example of something kind of bad that happened. It's, you know, it wasn't horrible, but I charged one customer up front for a lot of SEO work that we got done. And then it was kind of over, and they were like, all right, great. Where are the results? And there were results, but I realized afterwards that it would have been much better to be offering those services on a monthly basis so that we could be ongoing and continuously doing stuff. And because the cost to them is a lot lower per month, and the benefit to them is a lot greater over time if the attention is monthly rather than just one time. And so that was right before I joined Duct Tape Marketing. It was kind of what got me motivated to join, was thinking I need a better way to approach what I'm doing, because I'm doing it well, but I know that there's a better way to do it. And so in Duct Tape Marketing, now I offer all of my SEO on a monthly retainer basis. So does that answer the question?
Absolutely. So you've been you didn't just start this business. You've been dabbling, but I mean, you've had a business for a decade, right? I mean, but you've made a pretty significant change.
Yeah. I was a financial consultant and a business consultant. So I was doing more startup finance and strategy, and even working as a CFO in startups and small investment companies and stuff. And that's really how the company got going. But the living in New Hampshire, we didn't have access to that market. Is very much at least for me, it was a New York City market. And I just, without, you know, kind of have being in that network all the time on a regular basis and having, you know, I didn't want to live down there. So, I was struggling, you know, to find a way to make a living up here with the same type of skills where the cash flow is predictable. And what I stumbled upon, cause I'm also an actor and a writer, and I built websites for myself, for my creative work. And, I found out that websites sell really well, and you know, people, they just, the cash flow became very steady on those. And then I discovered that I love the strategy part because of my background, and I ended up, you know, wanting to get involved in the marketing side of things. And that's, you know, that's where I was like, all right, so, you know, I knew that you needed frameworks and models to do that. And I knew I could develop them myself, but I didn't want to do it myself because of the amount of time involved. And I thought it was much better just to, you know, learn from you and use your models and frameworks to solve the problems. And it's worked out great. It's been very successful.
Hey, as I said in the intro, this is brought to you by Asana. It's a work management software tool that we've been using for a long time, our entire team. It just allows us to be so much more productive, to unify our communication, to keep track of tasks, to assign and delegate, pretty much run everything from meetings all the way up through our client work. And you can get it and try it free for 30 days because you are a listener. So get started at Asana.com/ducttape. That's Asana, Asana.com/ducttape. So what's been your best way to get clients? I know that's always, you know, you kind of seems like consultants fall into two camps, those that, you know, continually sort of struggle to get new clients, and then those who get overwhelmed because they get too many clients and they don't have a system. What's kind of been your way to get clients? Sounds like you've got a pretty full practice right now.
Yeah. So the customers, I mean, I would say there it's full, but I also have, you know, it's kind of a range of size on the customers. But the most of these customers are coming through word of mouth. They are, you know, if I look through the list, they're pretty much all people that I knew or I knew somebody who knew, you know, on the marketing side, on the, you know, you'd like referred by a customer kind of thing. On the website side, a lot more of those just come straight through the internet because I think people are Googling on, you know, website designer near me kind of thing. And they find my website. And so those are a lot more kind of anonymous, you know, there's a more anonymous people in that batch. But on the marketing side, you know, the word of mouth referrals are super, super helpful because it just, you know, it's a bigger commitment and having the, somebody who to vouch for you and say, yeah, you did a great job for me, you know, really helps in making a sale.
So you want to talk about and feel free to mention names or don't, but do you, you want to talk about a client or two, success, kind of walk us through what you've done and why you think it's been effective. And obviously then, you know, any results you want to share.
Yeah. So I've become there are some case studies on my website. I'd rather just talk more sort of generally in terms of the types of companies, but I guess people could figure it out if they wanted to figure it out. Cause what, so the thing that I've been trying to do is build a base of, good case studies where we find a package or a set of strategies that work really well together and then roll those out to, other companies once we've figured out something that works. And because then we can go in and kind of say, look, this is the type of results we got for them, probably just something similar for you. And that one of the first really good case studies on using the duct tape marketing system is a home services pest control company on Cape Cod that's a franchise. And we, you know, basically applied, you know, we did their website and then applied the duct tape marketing system this year. The first year we did their website, this year we did the duct tape marketing system. And the package that we gave them that worked really well was basically local foundation, which is directory management, reviews, and SEO, plus Google Ads. And that combo it hits a lot of the areas of the funnel that are pretty useful. You know, you get trust with the reviews. We made them the number one rated pest control company on Cape Cod for ticks and mosquitoes. And then on the no side with the SEO, we were able to, help them get a number of location results that they hadn't previously had because, you know, all the problems with local search. If you're located in one place, it's hard to get found in another place. We solved that problem. And then with Google Ads, we're able to do, you know, kind of the next level of making sure that we always showed up in the right searches. And that combo, was super successful. And what we've found is that we're able to then roll that out to other home services businesses like contractors, where they, you know, it's kind of a similar type of problem that we're solving. But the thing that really makes it work, and really sells the business when it comes time to, you know, talk to the customer or talk to new customers is having goal tracking and, conversion tracking so that we can really do a good job of showing the customer what their cost per lead is, in all their marketing channels. And that kind of data and analytics has been, super important.
Wouldn't it be great if in your business, all you had to do was the stuff you love, the reason you started the business, and not all that administrative stuff like payroll and benefits? That stuff's hard, especially when you're a small business. Now, I've been delegating my payroll for years to one of those big corporate companies, and I always felt like a little tiny fish, but now there is a much better way. I've switched over to Gusto, and it is making payroll and benefits and HR easy for the modern small business. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited-time deal. If you sign up today, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com www.dictape.com/tape. And let's unpack that a little bit, because I think a lot of people, you know, either don't mess with it because it seems technical or hard, but it, in a lot of ways for a consultant, it's kind of what proves your value. I mean, kind of, you're going to send that check out every month, show me some results. And so and I think in the retainer world, you suffer a little bit of what have you done for me lately? And so I agree with you wholeheartedly. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned goal tracking, and I'm guessing you mean in analytics.
Yeah. So the most important goal tracking that we've been able to do is call tracking. I think, you know, most of what we're getting is phone calls, you know, for a service business. And then also some form submission tracking. All of that can be done through Google Analytics. And the beauty of it is that we can, you know, we can very clearly show the customer, you know, for this ad budget, this was the cost of this lead. So for sort of a hypothetical home services business that we have been doing this on, you could, some sort of numbers that are somewhat real, pretty real. I just don't want to be too specific about how real they are. But anyway, direct mail, for example, we found was $250 a lead. Value pack inserts were around $100 a lead. Google Ads was around $25 to $30 a lead. And then the cheapest referrals were from yard signs, truck wraps, and actual referrals from customers where you refer a friend, you get 25 and they get 25, that kind of thing. So it's $50 for a closed customer, you know, which is usually the leads are not, you know, they don't all close. So that's the prices are. So by being able to give them a range of that, it really just helps the customer so much in figuring out what's their ROI on different types of marketing spend. You know, if somebody calls up and says, hey, let's put an ad on the radio, and you put an ad on the radio and you use a tracking number, and you can then say, all right, so how many people called that number off that ad and it cost us $1,000 or whatever it was, you know, we can very quickly look at it in the mix and just say, okay, so this is what your radio spots are costing. This is what your Google Ads are costing. This is what your yard signs are costing. And then, so then they look at their marketing as not this thing that I spend money on and I kind of hope it works, but they can be strategic about how they're spending their money.
Yeah, it's if I invest $26, I know I get X, you know, and so
that's right. That's right.
I suspect that the other part of that formula, though, of course, is how much could they spend? Because I know sometimes, especially with AdWords, I mean, there's some search terms that just don't get that much volume. I mean, you can say I want it all, but it's still not enough to really produce, you know, what you want to do. And so, by I think having that number. Yep. You know, you can say, well, you know, direct mail is a lot more expensive, but, you know, if we want to crank this thing up and we can get, you know, the lifetime value of the customer justifies it, you know, then it just gives you the full range, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what where, you know, once you've done the low hanging fruit of all the cheap stuff, like the truck wraps, the yard signs and the referrals, then Google AdWords is kind of the next level of expense. I mean, every industry is different. And then, yeah, you're just working your way up the chain of how much volume you want to pull in.
What does it take for you to convince a, you know, this happens all the time. Somebody comes and says, I want SEO or I want AdWords or I just need a new website. I mean, what does it take for you to kind of convince them or demonstrate or teach them, you know, the whole idea of how all of this stuff works together?
Actually, the most useful tool that I've been using lately for a marketing standpoint, is actually current analytics and reports that of existing clients. You know, not I don't give them to them, but I show them to them, so they can just see what the analytics look like. And the analytics, I mean, they're usually sold within a very short period of time once they see, you know, because they've been operating, John. A lot of these people are operating in worlds where they're spending what is to them a considerable amount of money. And they have absolutely zero idea of how much it really is hitting their bottom line. I mean, they know it's working, but when you can show them at that granular level how well it's working and very precisely, it just it's a game changer for them.
Yeah, and I imagine you come across clients that just say, you know, kind of have taken the approach of, you know, we have to be in all these things, and you know, we've always done direct mail or we've always done this thing or that thing. And all of a sudden, you know, you run the numbers or you start tracking the numbers and you realize they could just cut that out. That's just a waste, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, our ROI went through the roof, you know, and unfortunately, you know, the unfortunate thing with small business owners, and I'm sure you run across this, you know, everybody's trying to sell them one of these tactics and, you know, their phone's ringing off the hook with people saying they're Google. So, you know, having somebody who can show them hard numbers and why, I think it's got to be really valuable.
Yeah, no, it's been a great approach. And a lot of it goes back to my early career, you know, when I worked on Wall Street. And I remember very clearly one of the sales guys saying to me, you know, you've got a seat here and you've got to learn, you've got to earn 8 to 11 times in revenue the value of this seat in order for us to keep you. And so it was an immediate, you know, either you perform or you're out. And so I feel like with marketing, it's really kind of the same thing. You're having to earn your value every day.
It's shocking though how many marketing people, you know, get by with the hey, we just need to do all this stuff, and there's really no accountability or tracking
activities without. Yeah. Well, that's a great opportunity for us.
So Ben, tell people where they could learn more about you and Menadina.
So my website is menadina.com, and it's in Keene, New Hampshire. If the spelling is M-E-N-A-D-E-N-A, and that's probably the best way to get in touch.
Yeah, and we'll have that in the show notes as well. So Ben, thanks for joining us, and hopefully
thank you, John.
Next time I'm in Keene, hopefully I'll bump into you.
That would be great, and I'm sure I imagine that I'll see you somewhere else with Duct Tape Marketing before then.